You're listening to an official Patriots interview podcast from the 2005 season with Larry Izzo.
You've been able to carve out a niche over your career as a special teams ace, become a Pro Bowler. At what point in your career did you realize that you really could carve out that niche and become a Pro Bowler?
Well, I knew, you know, from day one that my opportunity to, you know, make initial roster was going to be by excelling in the kicking game, and fortunately, I've had opportunities and taken advantage of them, and I take a lot of pride in what I do. But I understood that my role, wherever it may be, will be in the kicking game from day one.
And you, over your 10-year career, all but 1 year, I believe, you've spent as with Jimmy Johnson or Bill Belichick as your head coach, two of the more high-profile and successful coaches. Can you give any comparisons, things that they do similarly, differently, that you've noticed over your career?
Yeah, I've been blessed to play for two of the best coaches of all time, and two coaches that have had a lot of success in this league. And I think the one thing that both of them have in common is their ability to get guys on the same page and win championship games and play championship football on a consistent basis. I think schematically, Bill Belichick has the edge as far as, you know, going into each game with an advantage over the opposing team. And I think Jimmy's strengths were more, you know, motivational type, getting guys to rally, you know, around each other and make plays in that in fashion.
Well, they've certainly been two of the best. Now, off the football field, you recently hosted an event, an extremely unique concept, a karaoke event where a lot of your teammates were there and belting out tunes. Can you tell us a little bit about that event and, more importantly, what the cause was? I know it's a very important cause to you.
Yeah, you know, we just had the Larry-oke event for the first time. Hopefully we'll do it in the future. And we had a tremendous amount of support from a lot of people, especially, you know, Pats fans that came out and wanted to watch their favorite players, you know, sing some songs at a poor level, a lot poorer level than what you normally see them playing. But it was, I think, an original concept that my wife and I came up with. We, you know, hadn't really seen this kind of event before, and the cause was really important to both of us as far as helping military families, helping soldiers who have been wounded, and doing something to give back to them and show our appreciation for the job that they do.
And you happen to stress that there were some poor performances. We got to put you on the spot. You got to give us one specific poor performance.
Well, I said going in that I would start the event with a poor performance so that my teammates would feel comfortable, you know, following me.
Hello, I love your voices. Tell me your name. Hello, I love you. Let me jump in your game.
But I have to say that between Christian Fourier, and Mike Vrabel, both of their performances were subpar. With the best performance, I'd say, went to Matt Light. He's an exceptional singer and performer. So I think everybody had a good time, but there were some bad karaoke out there.
Terrific. Okay, we're going to switch gears real quick to some lightning round questions for Larry Izzo. Who's one or two or three athletes that you admired as a kid growing up?
Dan Fouts with the San Diego Chargers, Kellen Winslow with the San Diego Chargers, Dan Marino, who I had opportunity to play with for 4 years. And in baseball, Don Mattingly from the Yankees was my favorite player. So all those athletes I looked up to, you know, growing up as a kid.
And were there the teams that you followed a lot, or was there another team that you were?
Well, yeah, the Chargers, when I was a kid, were my favorite team. And, you know, I'm embarrassed to say this, but as a child, I, you know, was fooled into following the Yankees because of my family's connection to New York. But I wised up when I came up here to Boston, and I'm now a Red Sox fan.
All right. Who's the most famous non-athlete celebrity you've ever met?
Well, you know, I'd have to say President Bush is pretty famous and well-known, and I've had an opportunity to meet him 3 times now with our White House visits.
Did Izzo or Izzo?
When you win the Super Bowl, you you get nominated a lot of times, as we have for an ESPY Award. So we've been going out to the ESPY Awards in Los Angeles the last 3 years and had a chance to interact with some well-known actors. And my favorite actor, actually, Vince Vaughn, had the opportunity to meet and hang out with him. So those are some of the fun things and perks that you get to do when you win. So hopefully we can keep that up.
And we know you're a noted movie buff. Number one is?
Of all time, in my book, I would say Pulp Fiction. It's just another original film, and, you know, just some great characters. And, you know, I wish there was more movies like that out there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Who's the Patriots player who would be eliminated first on Survivor? Eliminated first. Can't cut it.
Can't cut it? Oh, man. Probably it'd be easier to answer that by naming some guys that aren't around any longer. Because, you know, being a Patriot, you have to be a survivor. But I don't want to name names. So just to have some fun with it, I would say Adam Vinatieri. You know, those kickers, they really, you know, they don't. Well, I don't know. He's mentally tough, so he probably would survive. Let's just stick to the linebacking core. Tully Bantekane.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Wouldn't cut it.
Would not cut it.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, we'll leave it at that. Appreciate you being here. Larry, famous for Larryoke, big event. We appreciate you coming here and helping out the season ticket holders.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. And remember to check out all the official Patriots podcasts on Patriots.com.